USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump Jr. once again testifying in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous New York Attorney General.
It doesn't feel like we're playing by the rules, we're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family's accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. The former president faces potential fines of $250 million. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has entered its 38th day. The World Health Organization reported that Gaza's primary hospital has been without power for 3 days, rendering it non-functional. Both the United Nations and the Israel Defense Forces estimate that over 100,000 people have fled from northern Gaza to the south using a designated humanitarian corridor. A U.S. Secret Service agent assigned to protect President Biden's granddaughter Naomi opened fire overnight at attempted car break-in suspects in Washington, D.C. Around midnight last night in Georgetown, Secret Service agents encountered possibly three people breaking a window on a parked and unoccupied government vehicle. After the gunshots, the offenders fled the scene in a red vehicle and took off. No one was injured. President Biden is scheduled for an in-person meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco on Wednesday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We're looking forward to a productive meeting. President Biden has a long history with President Xi. Their conversations are direct. They're straightforward.
The U.S. aims to reestablish military communications that were suspended after Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last year. McDonald's is launching specially designed Crocs with prices ranging from $70 to $75. They will debut tomorrow. In collaboration, the companies are introducing Crocs inspired by the mascots Grimace, Hamburglar, and Birdie, alongside a classic red and yellow color scheme. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
China's president is coming to the U.S. this week to meet with President Joe Biden in the city by the bay.
President Biden scheduled to meet with the president of China here in the United States this week. The city chosen for the meeting, San Francisco, where California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom admits city workers are very busy moving homeless folks off the streets, so the Chinese delegation does not see them or their tents. Drug addicts who shoot up around the clock are also being relocated. I'm Laura Winters.
Amazon's games division is reducing its workforce by almost 200 positions, as disclosed in an internal memo circulated today. The vice president of Amazon Games described it as challenging news. The memo outlined that Amazon will shift its focus to upcoming releases like Throne and Liberty and Blue Protocol, as well as future initiatives. Southern California is bracing for its first significant storm of the rainy season. Meteorologist Robbie Monroe from the National Weather Service says there's a 100% certainty of rain.
We are expecting rain to pick up across the region, especially into Wednesday, and with mainly light to moderate rain continuing through Friday or Saturday of this week.
Described as a warm storm, it's anticipated to have a snow level above 8,000 feet. Monroe predicts approximately 1 inch of rain in the basin and up to 3 inches in the mountainous regions when the storms conclude. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.